to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
Okay, so let's start up with movies that dropped this week.
Pet Symmetry, Bloodlines. Do you know I didn't enjoy the first one, so I don't know if I should even see this one, Seth. Did you enjoy Pet Symmetry?
Nah, I did not. And I'm not even bothering myself to check this one out.
Did you watch Pet Symmetry?
Yeah, I stopped it halfway, 30 minutes.
Oh, he doesn't like horror
movies. Yeah, and I hate horror. I don't understand the concept of a full-grown man scaring himself. I still don't understand that.
But so there is fear in the world.
Why would I be screaming? You know you are afraid. Be like, Jesus, Jesus.
Wait,
what the hell?
So is it that you never watched any horror movies growing up? You did not watch the
Glamour Girls.
Glamour Girls is not horror. Oh God. Glamour. He said that's the highest horror.
I didn't like the prison suffer, but I did not see it throughout. I was like.
So just say you are the one that is scared.
Yes, no.
You're a full grown man.
No, I don't understand why.
No, you are scared.
No,
you are scared.
No,
and you don't want to admit.
No,
another movie that dropped on Netflix this week is A Reptile that had Benicio del Toro, Justin Timberlake, and Alicia Silverstone in it. I've not seen it. If you have, let us know your take on it. Now, let's jump into the TV shows that dropped this week, starting with the third and final episode of The Continental.
So I'm in the second episode.
I finished the second episode. I want to start the third episode, which is 1 hour 37 minutes.
And this far has finished the third one. That's why it's so hard.
Should I say something?
No.
Don't say it.
I have finished saying it, but it's okay.
Don't say it. Like, he called me, I was like, man.
He called me too.
He bossed my head. He's better than John Wick.
Yes! How can he
He's
be
better than John Wick.
Nah, lie.
Stainless ending. That's the first movie
okay.
I've seen
it's
that.
Okay. Oh, series. Sorry. It's not a movie, but it's okay.
Mbok is a movie.
Another episode of Gen V, episode 4, dropped this week also. I've watched it. I've seen all.
Yeah, I haven't.
I've seen 1 to 4. And yeah, it has that satirical element of I cannot say it on air, but it's just giving a vibe from The Boys. And if you like The Boys, maybe you might find some enjoyment in it so far as it's going right now. Another news that dropped this week.
Loki season 2 has
Loki
started.
Loki season 2 started this week.
Hey, yesterday, ba?
No.
On Thursday.
No, it was Friday. It started on Thursday.
It started on Thursday, but before you go reach our side.
Our side was Friday, yes. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Chucky season 3 started this Friday also.
Do you know the very, very funny thing about this Chucky? Yeah, I've had season 1 since.
Had season 1, me too.
But I've not started it. I don't know why. Please, guys, if you have started Chucky or you have seen the series, I beg, let us know how far. Is it interesting? Is it worth the watch? Should we invest time and energy in seeing it? Because I don't know.
I don't know. You don't know. And finally, on the things that dropped this week, we have Lupin season 3. I enjoyed one. Two was but I want to see how three.
Do you know the crazy thing about this? I call it Lupin, but Lupin. The reason why I don't know why I don't like it. Part of the reason why I don't like it is the fact that you know that thing where they say if James Bond is a black man,
yes,
he will be easily arrested
identified.
Identified. I feel it's the same thing with Lupin. Like the guy. To me, I'm watching it and I'm saying, that is the guy. But everybody, like, they don't know that he's the one. And I'm like...
He's supposed to be this master thief, master of disguise.
So here's the crazy thing, yeah? There's an anime called Mother Fast. Undead Mother Fast, yeah? And there was an episode where they were to fight against Lupin. Like, he wanted to steal, like, a gem. And the dude disguise of life. They couldn't find him. And you would then see that this is what it means to be like the king of disguise. But I know they see him for this guy.
There are several iterations too to the character because there's the white guy
and then there's the black guy. So yeah.
Those are the things that dropped this week. Which have you seen? You can hit us up on WhatsApp on 0809-993-0137.
Okay, OG Ivan here says, Gen V, just day, man. If not for The Boys, I wouldn't have continued. I hope it gets better.
True. If we hadn't seen like The Boys before seeing Gen V, we'd be like, oh, more, look at the things they're doing and all that. But... Let's hope it picks up, Sha.
Oh, Shaw the way from Lifecam says, glad to catch the show once again. Please, where are they producing so much horror movies? I still have not recovered from Evil Dead years ago. why are they producing? He said, please, we need more comedy movies like the mid-2000s. Interestingly, the first Lupin I saw was an anime. Great show.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
So, let's jump to what all the movies on TV that dropped last week, starting with Gareth Edwards' movie called The Creator, featuring, or starring rather, John David Washington in this one. And next on the list, now I've seen, I saw this movie, but not like I saw them, like say I watch them, but I saw it and I wanted to like stream it. I was like, I don't know, that's The Kill Room, the Samuel Jackson and Uma Thurman movie.
Where? If you have seen it, let us know.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Because see, it's not, you cannot just leave all the work of watching all this film in our hand. Because you know, time is what's that thing about time that they say? Maybe everybody,
it's money.
Not money part, but it's money too. But like, watch a maybe self get gist, you understand?
Okay, so Saw X dropped last week. Then the show that I wasted 5 hours of my life on, She Must Be Obeyed, with Funke Akindele, dropped last week as well. And we had something like Gold, Charlie and the Boys, and the wonderful
story of Henry Sugar.
So those are the things that dropped last week. Okay, so should we start talking about the Continental?
I think we have a call there on WhatsApp. Hit the accept. Let's see who is talking with us. Hello.
Hello, good evening, guys.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Emmanuel. I'm going to be calling from.
Okay, Emmanuel, talk to us.
Yeah, I don't think I'm normal, but something must be wrong.
What is wrong with
you? All this... that's what I'm about to tell you now.
Okay.
All this series, all this series. First of all, I have never watched Game of Thrones. That is one. Two, all this new series, I don't have time to watch it. But guess what? I have time to be watching.
What?
Prison Break Season 1 and 2. That's... I have been rewatching it since this year. I'm doing it the second time again.
Prison Break Season 1 and 2.
This month of October.
Wow.
Yes. I can't watch any other.
So what of the other parts? The other season three and four, five.
No, I don't have time for them. I have done one.
Are you trying to break out of prison or into prison?
Do you have plans?
Are you plans?
I've been doing this since last year. I don't have time for another series. I'm telling you.
Okay.
The only thing I watch is Shutter Movie. I have downloaded Equalizer 3. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Okay.
But I don't have time for any other series. I'm telling you, I don't know why.
My brother, we are knowing why, but thank you very much for your call.
Thank you very much for calling.
This guy get plans. This guy get plans.
He wants to break into a prison.
And
then
he wants to break out. One of the above. Yes.
And we are live on Instagram, just in case you want to stream to see us and know what we're talking about. We are live on Instagram. Okay, so let's jump into some movie news before we start talking about The Continental and some of the other things you've seen this week as well. Hit it.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Okay, starting off in our cinematic news. Yes, Tom Cruise is in the news, and he said he almost starred as a lead in Pacific Rim, but the deal didn't fall through.
It didn't fall through. Maybe the money where they give him, makes sense to them. Maybe he thought about it and he was like, Pacific Rim, and this other movie that I did that he was, Live, Die, Repeat.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Maybe he thought about it and I was like,
Pacific Rim dropped in 2013. What movie did Tom Cruise do at that period? Oblivion.
Yes, that was Oblivion, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Oblivion?
Oblivion was in 2013 too, so... Yeah.
Maybe the scheduling conflict can be another reason. Maybe that's why it didn't work. But I'm just thinking maybe it was too short for the suit, also for the Pacific Rim. You know, it's not tall. He's vertically challenged.
Next on our movie news, Denis Villeneuve, the director of Dune, the director of Enemy, the director of Blade Runner 2049, and so on, even Sicario, says it took him days to recover after watching Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer. He said, I was absolutely floored, blown away by the beauty of the protection, but also, more importantly, by the movie itself. When this Oppenheimer will come, we'll watch him.
So that all this talk that we can
let us know we can be blown away.
You understand? Because me, personally, I want to be blown away.
I want to see it. I think it's coming November, first week of November.
October goes to end.
Yeah. So Ridley Scott, director of Gladiator, said, I was blown away by Joaquin Phoenix's outrageous film, The Joker. I didn't like the way it celebrated violence, but Joaquin was remarkable. Now, I wish Chinatu was here because he would have.
Chinatu doesn't like the Joker.
Chinatu doesn't like the Joker, and hearing this,
it will pain him.
If no. He would have been excited because, you know, he doesn't like Joker. And then Ridley Scott is saying that he didn't like the film because it celebrated violence in a way.
What did it?
Yes, it did. It celebrated violence.
Well, yes. So, yes. Yeah, we just said that those people were in later bash for the end. They deserved it, but it's okay, Shao.
That's the celebration there now. You come onto a live TV show and then you pour out your anger by shooting the host.
Well, okay, that part, Sha. Yeah, I was just looking at those other guys in the room. Then allowing that short guy to go. Like that, to me, that part was like, this guy, well, at least, nobody like say,
but that's the thing. Now, those other guys were mean to him now. And he let the other guy go because the guy was nice to him.
Yeah.
And he's telling you people to be nice to people.
Be nice to people.
Okay, still on Soul Cinematic Movie News right now.
Inside here, hi crew. I look forward to the recent series. I have been watching Knight Rider since June 2023.
The old Knight Rider, be the new Knight Rider, be which of the riders?
Well, I don't know. One of the riders, delivery man. It be like say I don't watch over 30 episodes motivates me to trek fast despite poor price and high transport. That's what Woodpecker says all the way from Kobot.
Hello.
I am the network.
You are the network.
Problem. Hello.
Hello.
All right. I wanted to find out what happened to Secret Invasion.
What happened to
Marvel?
Secret Invasion. It ended now. After 8 episodes. Oh, so they should stop holding this guy's network.
After 8 episodes, Secret Invasion ended. Although a lot of people were like, man, the series not to make sense like that. But yeah, it has ended.
I think I only watched one episode.
I felt they rushed the whole thing. They wanted to end it.
It didn't have that Marvel feel. And then let me not even go into Secret Invasion. Let's move on with some of the movie news we have. Now, Ahsoka.
How many episodes does Ahsoka have?
8.
Yeah.
Yes. So Shauna. I cannot pronounce her name. The costume designer for Ahsoka and the Mandalorian sadly passed away this weekend at the age of 56.
Oh. Wow, sad news.
Yeah, it is sad news. And still on some cinematic news, the Fantastic Four they have all been cast and will be announced once the strike is over.
So when will the strike be over?
We don't know. They are still under negotiation. I think they're coming to
terms. I think NLC should step in. So that the strike goes, they will conclude quick, man.
Castlevania Nocturne.
I have seen it, but not seen it. And I am enjoying it.
Is it giving the Belmont vibe?
It is not giving. The reason why it's not giving the Belmont vibe, although
we've been used to those other characters.
Yes, we've been used to those other characters, and we already understand their vibe. You know, Belmont had that crude vibe. Why this? Well, if you watch it, this guy.
Alucard.
Yeah. So the good thing is they are bringing in some. Just watch it. It's quite interesting.
I will.
The vampires here are vampiring. Mm.
The reason why Castlevania Nocturne is on the news right now is because it has been renewed for a second season at Netflix.
It should be renewed. It's actually very interesting. The last episode is what is really like causing everybody to like those that have seen it to be like, man, yes, this is what we are waiting for. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
He's giving.
On to some John Wick stuff. Chad Stahelski, the director of John Wick, said he has a notebook of ideas for John Wick Chapter 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
We have ideas too. The first idea is leave it.
Yes.
He said, we don't have the story yet. We don't have the story locked. I have no interest in doing a cash grab for bringing John Wick back for something, but I have ideas for 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. That's what he's saying. And Chris Rock is in the news here saying he has a Martin Luther King biopic in the works and he's going to direct.
Okay.
And finally on the movie news, this one we're pinching out too because, you know, iCarly was revived and right now it has sadly been cancelled at Paramount after 3 seasons. So you may not know who the mother is for those of you who are following it, but it has ended. That's all we have for movie news this week. And let us know what you have seen this week from all we've been talking about right now, from Gen V to the Continental. And some movies did drop this week.
Yeah, actually, some movies did drop this week.
Which one and which one even dropped this week? There were some movies that dropped for dropped HD movies now.
Okay, so some of the HD movies that dropped, Nowhere, that's the one on Netflix.
Yes.
Nowhere is out, and I don't know if you have seen Nowhere, but if you have...
There was something
else. Horror, no?
It's not horror. It's not Nowhere horror.
It's
not
somebody
horror.
Trapped in a container in the middle of a sea.
Container
a
on a high sea, right? Exactly.
Okay, it's Nowhere can see, no. Or something can see that has...
Oh, my brother.
Let's take this call. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
All right, so talk to us.
For me, I'm in love with K-drama. Like,
K-drama.
Exactly, K-drama.
Thank you for saying this. I want you to recommend the top three K-drama you think people should check out.
Now, the number one key drama I think people should check out is a series called Moving.
Moving?
It's a superhero.
Yes, yeah, I think I've heard something about that.
Like, it's a superhero movie, like, in action. I have to look out through some of these videos. Most people have seen, you know what, Marvel and DC have to learn how to do some serious storyline. Like, the movie was something else. I would say it's 10 over 10.
10 over 10. Cinema. And it's called Moving.
Yes, Moving. Just think of Moving. 20 episodes, but every episode is worth it. Every episode.
Wait.
And according to...
It's 20 episodes, right? How many minutes per episode? How many... What's the runtime for an episode?
Each episode is 40 to 50 minutes.
Oh, but this one long go.
No, but K-dramas are always long. K-dramas are always long.
But one thing about this movie, again, like, it's the most expensive series of all time in Korea. It's the most expensive movie of all time in Korea.
Okay, so I have two more. You said Moving. What are the other two?
The other one is on Netflix. That one should be Song of Bandits. Song of Bandits.
So, okay, have you seen that Song of Bandits? Is it really good?
It's very good. Just 8 episodes, if I'm not mistaken, and the season 2 will be coming out soon. But it's something great. It's something great.
Okay.
It's about cowboy and... And the number three I will recommend for anybody that is watching, I will still go and watch Uncanny Counter 1 and 2. Uncanny Counter, yes, it's very interesting. It's about those guys that are like, let me just say that they cast evil spirit, but the action is so superb. And the storyline is something that you really want to watch. And you know what? I'm so impressed with what K-drama is. Like, for now, I find it so difficult to even watch.
Other things.
Because I feel that they don't have any other storyline. It's just, let's just say, a renewal of their storyline.
All right.
When you're watching K-drama, I think every K-drama, like, they bring a different story for what's happening.
All right, all right.
And I'm so interested in that. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, Steve. Thanks for calling. All right, let's take this. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, good evening. What's your name?
Ifeanyi from Kuje.
All right, talk to us, Ifeanyi.
Have you watched this thing? Super Eagles. Yes.
It's a movie that you acted.
It's a movie that at the last ending that Usime.
That's the problem. Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you very much.
This is what happens when you throw open the phone line and somebody wants to be crazy.
Okay.
But anyway, let's move on. He said, I beg, Expendables 4 and John Wick 4 out. I beg, Great Part 3 and Amazing Spider-Man 3, Unko. That's what you're asking. Please always remember to add your name.
Well,
so that we know that you're a real human.
Of course, John Wick has been out since for a long time now. John Wick Chapter 4. Expendables 4, no, not yet. And I beg, Great Part 3, no, there's no Great Part 3, just 1 and 2. And the Amazing Spider-Man, Unko. No for that as well. Okay. And we have more messages here. Austin. Okay, Osh from Abuja saying, not watching Game of Thrones is a crime against cinematography. Also, the Equalizer series is kind of strange to me. What are your thoughts? How do you mean strange, Osh? Please explain. Because I liked the Equalizer, the first one. The second one had that Home Alone vibe of, and you just did. Three, I've not seen three yet, but so far, watching it, him being in Italy, or what country is that, and so far
I've seen like 15 minutes and it's going okay.
It's not
for somebody who has not seen for somebody who has not seen Game of Thrones, my peer pressure cannot hold you again, though, because
so I know a lot of people who keep saying I will not see Game of Thrones because the hype is, if it is interesting, cuckoo see it now. Which one is because of the hype? If something is interesting, see it.
Just see
it. In fact, you saying you don't want to see it because there was a hype about it, you are doing yourself a disservice, basically.
Mm. Okay, we have Hope from Lubeyes. And good evening, guys. Please, I have been waiting for you guys and we are here. Please, how can I get Equalizer 1 and 2? You go, guys, look for them. I have Equalizer 3 and I feel I am missing out something. Of course, how could you
now
watch 3 and not watch 1 and 2? The kind of man say, answer. Question one.
No, they said number one and number two are composite.
No. They say your job question one. Because you see the answer one.
Question one. Answer question two. You can't do it now.
Please, between these three movies, I need your rating. The Continental, Equalizer, and John Wick. First of all, The Continental is a three-part series.
Which is a
spin-off prequel from John Wick. And Equalizer and John Wick. I'll put John Wick first. Equalizer, no. For the two episodes I've seen.
I don't understand. Don't even say what you want to say.
He has not seen the third episode.
So okay. I'm saying I'll put
Continental first.
No, I'll put John Continental Wick first. No, John Wick first. Then I'll put maybe
Equalizer.
Please don't listen to her.
Anyway, he said, please help me because I need to start watching movies because of you guys. Thanks. I hope from Lube. I was able to watch the Black Book.
And Spy Kids.
And Spy Kids after you people guided me to watch it. It's chin out to the guy that is going to watch Spy Kids.
I don't think I can carry myself and actually press play for that Spy Kids.
No.
I don't think. The reason why is giving me Go-Go Power Rangers vibe, like the recent Power Rangers vibe. Mm. Like, I can't watch it. No. Mm. I'll feel a part of my brain will just die.
It's Akali vibes.
Akali is even good, but like, nah, man.
Emeka from LNPC Towers is saying, good evening, all. I am still surprised that MC Bluetooth is a very good movie lover and perfect movie analyst.
Why?
Like, MC Bluetooth, how do you get time to watch this thrilling movie since you are always in the studio doing your work? Please, I want to recommend this movie to all movie loving Nigerians like MC Bluetooth. Get your pen and start writing.
Okay.
There are one, The Platform, 2020, The Platform. Excellent movies everybody should watch.
Okay, let me see.
You've not seen The Platform?
You've not seen The Platform.
You've seen The Platform? The Platform. Then he said, Under the Shadow, not seen that. Apostle, The Perfection, Before I Wake, Day Shift. Day Shift is the one with the zombie movie with Snoop Dogg and Jamie Foxx. And then The Invitation.
The invitation was just there.
Anyway, he said all these movies are super duper thrilling with lots of suspense in between them. Please never miss any for anything.
Well, since you watched The Invitation, go and watch The Menu.
The menu was quite good.
Oh, okay. See, The Platform is 2019, not 2019.
But we watched it in 2020 because it was at the height of the pandemic.
Okay. So I've seen it. You've seen the menu? Yeah. I beg, that's not a movie.
That's not a movie. The reason why I like The Menu. What's this guy that was in
there? Nicholas Holt.
Yeah, Nicholas Holt. That guy's character was like, I'm like, what the hell? Like, why?
Baba invited himself, make one die.
Like, and he not called a friend. Like, he called, oh God.
Wait, see, I don't understand. Was that food supposed to be interesting? Like, cook broomstick, use cutting wood, then do this.
See, you say you did that menu for that person. Now you're the professor. The menu had underlining themes.
Yes,
of...
it's more about classism. What's the other thing? How critics can influence somebody's work to the point where we're saying
the person just go crazy, basically.
That was too crazy.
It had underlining themes of infidelity, betrayal, like everything.
And then how it was like, you know, that this you were not invited.
So why are you here?
So and you watching like, what did they happen? Like, where is this going? And it was a thread that you followed all the way through.
That and then that suspense of, call the police, call the police, police.
The police. It was. I beg you.
No. The venue was good.
So, like we said, you can hit us up on WhatsApp 08099930137. So, Chinese Mike, you are here to really talk about the Continental. So,
no spoilers. Because my shoe, I'm raising shoe.
No spoilers.
Well, I don't understand. Is it my problem?
But you never
watched
one and two.
Yes. So, no, I watched one. And I'm in the middle of two. You understand? Because my network, just like the last caller that the network kept dishing out of the service, yeah, my network this week was really bad. So I couldn't see a lot of movies. Even some animes that I had planned. Some new animes are out, by the way. Like, some very, very good isekai. There are some that are like, Slice of Life. There is the one Berserk of Gluten.
Okay.
That one is good. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Please turn on the volume of the radio.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
So, I came late. So my name is Don Pedro.
You are not that late. You are still part of the show. Talk to us.
Please, I need a recap. I have my job.
Okay, just keep listening.
I forget every Sunday. I miss this show. Truth, I'm really crying.
Okay, don't cry.
I skipped it one Sunday. I couldn't follow up again.
Don't worry. We'll give you a recap. Just keep listening. We'll give you a recap on all the things we've been talking about.
MC Bluetooth, please. I'm begging you.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so for guys, yeah, we can hear you.
We're not laughing at me.
We agree and we second your motion. So let's give you a recap.
People were calling for NLC to go and stop the riot.
The strike of movie makers abroad. But thank you very much. Let's give you the recap now, you can cut the call quickly that you will not follow us like village people. Okay, so what we're talking about now, we talked about movies that came out last week, movies that are out this week, and the ones that you need to catch up on. And I was talking about some new animes that are out that I feel if you're an anime lover, you would really, really, really be into these animes. I talked about Berserk of Gluten. That one is really good. Two episodes are out. And so far, like I said, so far so good. Like, it's really giving. What I mean is giving. Like, the episodes are really, really stunning. Then, of course, we have... I'll just be dropping them as I remember so that you guys can get a feel of them.
And for new releases, you that wanted to recap, we have The Exorcist Believer, we have Totally Killer, Pet Cemetery, Bloodlines, The Continental Episode 3, Gen V Episode 4, Loki Season 2 Episode 1, Reptile, Chucky Season 3, and Lupin on Netflix Season 3. Those are the movies and TV show that dropped this week. And talking about The Continental, maybe, like, for him, he's saying no spoil. No spoiler.
Objects speak to me.
Eh?
Some objects, they speak to me.
Object.
You know, he's trying to draw some lines in the... You see what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. I feel The Continental is the best. It's better than John Wick.
What makes it better than John Wick?
You know, fusion of comedy with real action...
Which I didn't action. John Wick didn't have
real
action.
It wasn't real. If somebody is shooting you, why they carry your jacket to do like this?
Even in the Continental episode 2.
See, let me tell you something. Calm down first.
We are calm.
Calm down first. Mm-hmm. See, let me tell you. There's a way they blended comedy with action.
You know, in episode 1, I didn't feel any ounce of comedy. No. Apart from that jump from the window scene.
It was this guy that was dropping, Mel Gibson was dropping.
Yes, like, now that jump from the window scene was the only...
Let's
take another call.
Okay. Let me tell you something. There was... you say I should not spoil it, Abby?
Don't spoil it now.
Oh, God.
Spoil it more.
This
spoiling, is it from episode 3 or 2?
3.
Don't spoil it.
Okay, don't spoil it.
Okay, but see, let me tell you. He. There's no way you can talk about The Continental without spoiling it.
Yeah, don't spoil it. You can appreciate it. You can just praise it for all the things, for its cinematography, its choreography, its story, its action, its characters. You can do all of that.
It's ending, it's everything. The script writing is perfect.
It's just 3 episodes. So why can't they wrap it up in basically 4 hours? I mean, 5 hours.
No, it's more than 4 hours, give or take.
Yeah, four hours plus.
It's more than four hours. Because if episode 3 is 1 hour 37 minutes, four episode hours. 1 is 1 hour 26 minutes, and episode 2 is 1 hour 60 minutes.
IMDb, well done, Roche. You check time. Well done.
Accurate time.
I could not breathe for those times. Accurate those amount time of times.
You couldn't breathe, my brother. Go and do COVID test.
Listen to this. Okay. Yaro is saying the Continental was a drop in grade, was a drop in the grade of fight and storyline, and I can't even finish it.
Are you seeing?
That's what
did,
somebody,
that is not, he did not watch so the same Continental.
If you're talking about the fight scenes, but episode 1 and 2 so far hasn't given me that level of fighting that I saw in John Wick.
It's building up to the final season.
Oh, to the final episode. So I have to wait for better fight.
See,
my brother, calm
John
down
Wick
now.
2014, the first fight scene that happened in John Wick 2014 was when they invaded his house, right? Yes. And we've been hearing about the Baba Yaga till that point where we now saw how he cleaned those guys up. He took out 12 people. One with very stylistic, you know, action. The episode 1 of The Continental, which had that staircase, first of all, it was dark. Which John Wick 2 was dark, but there's a way creative lighting was able to make you see it. Now, The Continental, that staircase, the shooting and everything was fine. I liked how it was executed, but I don't think it was on the same level as John Wick.
It was more than that. There were some times that they were waiting for John Wick to come.
Okay,
and
now Lou's fight. Where she went to that Chinese place.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lou's fight, I liked it.
The way brother shot, fight, Inko?
I never watched the brother fight. Now, calm down. It's in episode 3, Abi. Calm down.
Okay, see, when I won't spoil this thing for now. Please, I need very good movies like the last ship, well packaged, Vincent from Buhari. I need very good movie like the last ship. Well, have you watched The Last Ship?
The Last Ship. I know The Last Ship, but I've not watched. I think 4 seasons in. And Ayaro is still saying, I'm disappointed in it. I will try to finish it. I'm not. Episode 1 and 2, it's okay. It's okay. It even did it. It did this. First of all, the periodic timing, periodic setting of 1955, 1975. I liked it. How they were able to manage. Then when we now went to that, The Underground King, mm-hmm. in episode 2, that mm-hmm. showed how the system, what can I pay you? You cannot pay me anything. If you can give me love, how the underground system I like. I liked how that was able to be, like how they established all of that. So it had its own game. I won't say it's on the same level as John Wick, because of course you know brother, but it's good.
It's not. It's more than good.
It's good.
Don't say it's more than good. It's more than good. Get out of here, man.
It's good. The fight choreography.
Anyway, talking about anime, Spy X Family season 2 has started, and that's another one that you need to know. Fireway Paladin season 2 has also started. Which other one again? Ninjala. This one is crazy. It's comedy, mm-hmm. but it's action. So like, it's a world where you have ninjas who are put on hold, like they are looking for jobs as ninjas, and then they are like housed in different hostels, and they are told even though you are unemployed, you can't stop being a ninja. If you leave, being a ninja will haunt you and will kill you. So just wait till you are given a job as a ninja. So like, and it's the comedy is this type of subtle type of comedy that hits you when you then see it. Like old guys with beards, like unemployed and scruffy, but they are ninjas. The first scene opens with like military guys going to a warehouse and finding people who are terrorists being killed, and then the military guys are like, oh my god, the way these guys have been killed, ninja style. Then other military guys are like, how do you know? He says, these guys have been killed ninja style, and the ninjas are here. They're like, but we thought ninjas are extinct. So like, you'll be like, oh boy, like, see the way the ninjas kill the guys, and you'll be like, okay, let's build up, and I see someone picking his nose inside his room, he's a ninja. Like, it's crazy subtle comedy that you would enjoy. So yeah, you should check that. I talked about The Dark Gathering, which is still building momentum. The Demon Sword is still out. On Deadlock just started. And then The Kingdoms of Ruin, that's another good one that you need to check. Arknight has started also, for the anime lovers. Shadowverse Flame, that one is there. We have another one, which is this one, I don't know how to pronounce the name, yeah, but it's, you know, this type of, I'll call it slice of life, a guy that plays a video game and then he's immersed into this VAR type of game, visual reality game, and then he builds his own character and gives himself a like bed head. His head is a max, and it goes into without armor and everything, like crazy fight scenes. Nice, you would enjoy that one also. Yeah, so these are some of the animes. Then yeah, that one is called Shangri-La La Frontier. You should check that one out. Overtake is also out too, so you can check these animes out. And of course, One Piece is still going. My brothers and sisters is still going. Right now we are in episode. Where is One Piece? Okay, so now they are doing filler episodes on One Piece.
With the ring One Piece or the
One Piece that you know that the live action came out on Netflix. There's the animation, the anime.
I'm back.
On the movies.
Okay, still on the movies right here. Let's take you straight into the world of box office to see what movies are making what. And right now, in at number 10, the 30th anniversary, the re-release 30th anniversary for Hocus Pocus is at number 10. It made $1.5 million this weekend.
And dropping from number 8 is our number 9, which is Equalizer 3. Total gross of $88 million plus. Columbia Picture has that.
And at number 8, last week's number 7, we have Dump Money. Right now, it has a weekend gross of $2.1 million. And week and a total gross of $10.6 million by Sony Pictures Entertainment.
Oh, what a drop. From number 4 down to number 7, I'm talking about the Nun 2, with a total gross of $81 million plus Warner Bros.
You've seen the Nun 2?
So I haven't seen it, but I know it's out on HD. If you are following Popcorn and Reels, you know that we've posted some
of the
movies.
You know you are the only
movies.
Person that is supporting the Nun
no,
movie, so
I will see it. I told you guys now, network show me Shege this week, so I've not had time.
Anybody who has seen the Nun 2, let us know, because I don't want to waste my time.
Which one is you don't waste your time? I feel it will be interesting.
It's not by feeling, no. Okay.
I got a feeling.
In at number 6, last week number 5, Hercule Poirot returns in the third installment for his character as a detective in a haunting in Venice. $2.7 million this weekend and a gross of $35.6 million.
Okay, from the haunting in Venice, we go to our number 5, which was last week's number 6, and that is The Blind. With a total gross of $10 million plus. I think you should check this out.
Number 4, last week's number 3, John David Washington in this one called The Creator. It made $6 million this weekend and has a gross to date of $24.9 million.
And we have Saw X, which was last week's number 2, but it's this week's number 3, with a total gross of $32 million plus Lionsgate.
What has been a nightmare for parents and an excitement for children all around the world, Paw Patrol, last week's number 1, is this week's number 2. I'm telling you, if you had parents complain about Paw Patrol, there was one. Let me just give you this quick story. So we were told to go and look for Paw Patrol. We went around this Abuja say to Gariki, because our guy said his daughter will not allow him in that house
without Paw Patrol.
Daddy, where's my Paw Patrol? The thing was, it was a nightmare for him. So that's the reason why I'm saying this. Paw Patrol made $11.7 million this weekend and has a gross rate of $38.8 million.
And at number one, it's new to the countdown, guys. And this is The Exorcist Believer. Like I said, though, the ratings of this movie keeps going up. I don't know. The more people see it, I don't know whether that's when they will now start saying it's a good movie. But yeah, for you who loves horror, you should check it out. And for you who is wondering why is it that there are a lot of horror movies coming out, don't forget we are in the month of October. Halloween is by the corner. So yeah, a lot of movie producers and studios are bringing out horror movies.
Horror movies all around. And trailers have been dropping too. We have the Jason Statham movie called The Beekeeper. And it's an action movie. And the trailer is pretty good. Waiting to see that. And also Argyle, another trailer from... Matthew Vaughn. I wanted to say... I wanted to say Guy Ritchie. Not Guy Ritchie. It's Argyle that has Dua Lipa, Henry Cavill in it, Hugh Grant. And it's something you should check out. We have it on our...
If you are following us on Twitter at Popcorn and Reels or even our Instagram, you will definitely see some of these trailers. We've posted them up.
Okay, Yaro is still sending a message saying, have you seen the trailer for Dream Scenario? Dream Scenario is the one with Nicolas Cage. Yes. It's a new Nicolas Cage movie coming up this year and I'm excited to see it. I think when I saw the trailer, I was liking some of the pop culture reference it had from the what's this guy's name? Freddy Krueger. And other stuff. So maybe something we'll check out when it does come out. Okay.
Do you think Nicolas Cage has broken away from doing B-rated movies? Or do you think that phase of his life has passed?
Uma, the man is doing anything to eat. Let him be doing it like that. We have a call. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, please, I want to ask, Nicolas Cage, was he in this movie, The Flash?
The Flash, a rendition, a CG rendition of him was
in... I saw it, at the ending.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Now, you know Nicolas Cage was supposed to play Superman at one point. A CG version of him was in the movie.
But I respect the one, this guy that I brought back, Christopher Reeve. I bow for them. Christopher Reeve, the original Superman.
Yes, and Jenny Slater, a Supergirl.
And that lady.
Yes.
I so much on it. A lot of two icons come with the back somehow. Just like the Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right, now talking about movie recommendations, this one is saying, these are my movie recommendations as they go. And they go as follows. Invisible Man. Invisible Man was 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Do you know it took me actually the 3 years to watch Invisible Man?
Good movie.
Like I started it, paused in the middle, continued, paused again, I wasn't really feeling it.
Then he said, The Intruder, Run, Don't Breathe, Part 1, and... Malignant was the that movie been get the way it did. It was campy and horror and then all are mostly thrillers. This is Ike from Garaki. Okay,
I want to say Chinatu warned me about Cobweb. You understand? he warned. He said Cobweb was trash, but well, it had the horror elements, but nah, Cobweb no. I didn't feel Cobweb at all. Cobweb was, you know how you go, you're the Waka Cobweb, but you're enter your face. That's how you will feel after watching it. Annoying.
Yeah, I say, I won't lie. I didn't enjoy the pace in The Equalizer 3. It felt different from the previous two movies. It was shot by two different directors. No, all the Equalizer from 1 to 3 were done by Antoine Falca, like one director. But maybe it felt like it, Abi, like the Black Book.
Well,
talking about the Black Book, let us throw this. Did you know? Fun fact, you may or may not know about the Black Book. Now, the character of RMD is called Paul Edima, right?
Yeah.
And now the director, Edith Efiong, said he created that. He gave the character, amalgamated two names of his friends, which is Edima Osoro
of Cool FM
that used to do
terrible
movie recommendation, and his another friend called Paul Green.
So yeah, so one of our person one was of, actually part of the name,
influenced the character,
is explaining a lot of things.
Which one is explaining a lot? You have a problem in life.
Okay, so what will Chinese Man, what will be your movie recommendation or TV recommendation for people to see this week as we wait for what next this coming week will bring for us?
Always The Continental.
The Continental, you know. 1 to 3, okay.
Yes, 1 to 3. And Loki, yeah.
You've seen Loki season 2, episode 1. How is it? I've not seen it yet.
First 10 minutes, yeah.
First 10 minutes, okay.
Yeah, but it's looking promising.
I'm still, one of my gripe with it is it would have been this grand thing we're waiting for till we get to Secret Wars, right? But because you introduced the character of Kang to be this bad guy that is supposed to, you know, rival Thanos kind of stuff.
Then all of a sudden, Ant-Man.
And he get bodied by Ant-Man. Now it's just, I'm just looking like, okay, now this guy, they'll go beat up now. Maybe, you know, pass that one. Okay, so after, besides The Continental, what else would you recommend for people to see this weekend? Movie, TV, anything at all?
I saw The Retribution. No, I said
don't recommend it.
No, I'm not recommending it for anybody. I said I saw it. Yeah,
Gran Turismo.
God, okay. It's breathtaking.
You've seen Gran Turismo?
It's breathtaking.
It's part of the movie.
It's like this Sylvester Stallone. Was it Speed or something?
Sylvester Stallone.
Yes, he did one kind of movie like that. So that he used his cars to pick up tires from the track. Just Google it.
I can't remember.
Okay, so for my movie recommendations, one of the movies I recommend is Talk to Me. If you haven't seen the horror movie, you should definitely see it. It's actually quite interesting. Talk to Me is quite interesting. You should check that out. Also, Nowhere is out also on Netflix. You should check that out. Nowhere is also good. And just for you who is waiting to find out that The Exorcist Believer, actually the HD is also out, we'll post that out on Popcorn and Reels handle so that you know it's out and you can actually stream that. The non-2 HD is out. Ballerina, that one, the HD. HD 2 is also out. Same thing with Equalizer 3 and Pet Sematary. We also have the HD, which is also out. Now, Totally Killer 2, the HD is also out. So, yeah. And there's this movie called Fair Play.
Yes, Fair Play with Aldrich Gillian in it. I saw the poster for it.
Now, one movie that I know I'm looking out to see this week is Sound of Freedom.
Yes, Sound of Freedom
is out on HD too. So yeah.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hello,
Gabriel. Okay, talk to us.
Oh my God, Sound of Freedom. Where can I get that
movie? It's out on HD. You can find it.
I have the trailer. I need to go down.
You can find it. It's out on HD.
On HD, right?
Yes.
Yes. You can follow us on Pokemon.
How did I just mention the Pet Sematary? Is it on online now?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
The HD version is out also.
I think it's the installment.
Yeah, so yes. This is a new installment called Bloodlines.
Yeah, that little girl.
Okay.
We haven't seen it, so yeah, you're our horror guy. Watch it and tell us.
All right,
thank you. Thank you very much. Yaro is saying Loki was beautiful. Finally, it felt refreshing. I sighed of relief from the Marvel universe in general. Okay, you know Marvel has not been.
They've been disappointing recently.
You said you've seen episode 2 of The Continental, but not all of them.
Yes.
You reach where they killed an important person in the. From the helicopter scene.
Yes, I read that.
Okay,
part.
So like I can talk about this. Now, there was one thing the Continental did that I liked. You know, when you're watching a movie, right, or a TV show or anything, and you find out two characters start talking about running away to go and live peacefully, you know one of them will die.
Frankie.
Yes.
Yes. And now, if you look at it, but many movies, even Game of Thrones, even Game of Thrones did it where Missandei
and her boyfriend
were talking about, you know, going to settle and then they can't kill Missandei. You get, so if you're watching it, you think they will kill Nadi woman nine good ahead. But
I'm so sorry.
But yeah, it didn't do that thing where you just kill off a character to motivate another character to do something like.
But this Frankie came up out of nowhere. Wasn't in the play since.
No,
the brother of this guy.
Winston.
Yeah.
It's a younger Winston we are seeing. So you cannot even think about it in the world beginning. Of John Wick.
Yeah.
Okay. This is before John Wick.
Okay. All right, you can call us back or send us a message on WhatsApp 0809-993-0137. Okay, so I know I mentioned if you don't want to stress yourself, please don't watch that. She must be, it's not recommended. I'm not
okay. The Kill Room. The Kill Room is also out on HD.
Yes,
So some of the movies out on HD is what we've listed from Totally Killer, Equalizer 3, Pet Sematary, Bloodline, Haunted Mansion, Ballerina, Fair Play, The Nun 2, Exorcist Believer, Sound of Freedom, Nowhere, Desperation Road, Mission Impossible, and the HD is not HD.
No one can
then
save
talk
you.
To me. I've not seen that No One Can Save You yet.
It's horrible.
Yeah, and so far, people have been talking about No One Can Save You being very interesting.
And there's something I'm looking forward to this period, and Ivan will like this, and because he's a fan of the director's work, and it's none other than Mike Flanagan. Now, Mike Flanagan has a movie coming out, same movie or it's a TV show called The Fall of the House of Usher. If you've seen the trailer,
it's on our handle. You can check that out.
Mike Flanagan, if you don't know him, he did The Midnight Mass, The Haunting of Hill House, The Midnight Club, Dr. Sleep, and a lot of others. Like, he's one guy that knows how to design horror very, very tastefully. So, yeah, a lot of things we are looking. Oh, is this month that Craven the Hunter is coming? Things are going to be.
So let's talk about some movies that we should be looking forward to in this month of October.
Okay, so
should we do the whole month or just like this week?
Nah, we just leave it.
Why? Because they don't make sense.
We just leave it. Anyone that comes out will tell
you. Low budget.
We'll give you
low budget. Oh, hello, Ash from Abuja here. He says, please. Nobody should watch Retribution. It's a few hours.
I told them you will never get back.
I would recommend an all-time classic, Man in the Iron Mask and Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, that's Dead Man's Chest, yeah?
That's the first. I'm seeing a message. This is Obi the Heart, right?
Yeah, you say hey focus. He's greeting.
How are you? Is it guy or girl?
We don't know. One of their books.
How just are you, my child? Okay. Yeah, and no one can save you is mad. Yes, I'm yet to see that also. It dropped on HD last week. No one can save you. Is brilliant. Is mad and brilliant. Only two words were said in the whole movie. You need to see it. The end is ridiculous. That's what Yaro is saying. Okay. Anyway, it's been a, I would say, would you say dry, or it's been somehow sharp, but the end of the year from November and December will be loaded with stuff we need to see. We still have two superhero movies from the Marvels dropping November 20th.
Cinematic,
and
we have
Aquaman and the Lost. Is it the Lost Kingdom?
Aquaman, we know. Yes, Fishman is coming
and the
up.
Lost Kingdom.
I'm actually not excited for Aquaman, and I'm not excited for the Marvel's Cinematic Disco Light guest.
Neither am I.
I'm not. Just, and I have my very, very strong reasons. Number one, I didn't like the series of Miss Marvel. I didn't like Captain Marvel. Then now knowing that Cinematic Disco Light plus upcoming Cinematic Disco Light is going to branch out with another Cinematic Disco Light. May they just did their day. Like, I'm not excited.
That's Miss Marvel's Disco Light.
Yes, now, not the Disco Light for
him. Not the Disco Light now. And Ike from Garaki is saying, Corner Office is also another good movie to see. I saw the trailer. I saw it out on HD to download. But I don't know. There was something about it. I just passed John Hamm. It's about this man who goes to a corner of the office and in his mind, right?
It's an imagination. Like,
He has, it's... I know if you, I know,
it's an imaginary tale. Let's put it that way.
I cannot say
fantasy
much about it until I see. There's a lot of things for me to watch this period, but time no day. But I will try my best. If I watch them, I'll do recommendation. Gran Turismo, I've not seen it yet. No One Can Save You, I've not seen it yet. And the other things that drop this week as well on HD.
Deliver Us From Evil, Abi. What's the
name? Heist 88, too. It's nice. It's Heist 88.
Heist 88, yes. I thought you said House 88. I think I saw that, but...
Problem day. Me, the problem is, anytime I gather all these recommendations we are giving you, write them down. Like that guy that called us and was telling us that we should
please,
do
when is Mission Impossible Part 2 coming?
That's the part two of the one that
next year. Next year.
Oh, you've seen it already?
Yes.
And it's interesting.
Hi. He's very interesting.
Okay, don't spoil it for anybody. I haven't seen it yet.
I'm waiting for the not the China quality, which is clear,
it's
by the
very
way.
Very clear. This one is
It's clear. You get.
Okay, you're but waiting for TV.
It still has that the subtitle is still in that.
Okay, China. So you don't understand. Oh, sorry.
There's a problem. Anyway, Yaro continues. He says Cinematic Disco Light perfect for the embassy season. It's not perfect for me. See, you see all these feminine woke culture things that they are trying to infuse in movies now. But personally, I feel that is what is actually causing these movies to drag. You know they make sense.
They're not making it natural as possible.
You know, like, they make sense.
If you want to have a female empowered character, right, you can have it without dragging the men down, and that is what She-Hulk, Captain Marvel, and the others have been doing. You don't create a strong female character like the, you know, the movie world will tell you. Don't create strong female characters. Create strong characters that happen to be female. Simple as that. Anyway, guys, that's the much we can take for this.
Because you decided to confuse us so that we're
I'm still thinking about what you just said.
See, I've got it now.
How won't you get it? Great power.
Leave, man.
Comes with great power. We can't finish. We'll catch you guys.
Thank you very much, guys, for being a part of this show. We'll catch you guys next week. But as we're leaving, let us leave you with the trailer for
Angeli.
Is Argyle.
Is Angeli.
Is Argyle.
Is Angeli. There's nothing.
Oh, that's how you were saying the last voyage of the Demeter. The last voyage of the Demeter. Thank you, Chinese man, for stopping by. Thank you, Ivan. Also, it's always a pleasure having you guys. It's been a minute, and we appreciate all you do for us. Yes.
All the guys following us on social media, thank you. If you are still following, keep following.
So, okay, I'm going to say this on air because what's the time? Okay, it's not Watership. I wanted to call you people out. And it's Ivan and the man with no name.
What happened?
The last time where I had problem with my phone where WhatsApp logged me out of the group, Ivan said I needed to pay him.
Oh, that's true. No, I added you back.
Shut up, yeah. Before you add me back. I don't talk. That one passed. I now repaired my phone.
And Bluetooth was the first person I texted, like, I don't come back, oh. That was last week. Till now.
You have to pay me to have you back. So, guys, if you are following us on this show, yeah, next week we'll actually give you the opportunity for you to be part of our small family. That is for you to join us on our WhatsApp platform.
You can get movie updates, discussions,
links to get HD movies and more. So yeah, that's why we say follow us on all social media platforms. Let's feel you as active as you can on the show. So yeah, guys, it's been a fantastic time on the show. Focus, pay me money to add you back on that group.
Never!
Angeli.
Never!
Fire Angeli, let him.
Now that's entertainment.